OMG, only 3 months left in 2020. How are you going to make it matter most? Welcome to the Anxious Therapist Podcast. My name is Jacqueline and I am your host. I am a licensed mental health therapist, online anxiety coach, and I have anxiety and depression. I'm here to bring you raw, real, relatable content to remind you we are never alone. And today's episode is no different. It is the end of 2020, and you are about to be spammed with pushy ass people, and I'm not here for it. So are you ready? Let's do this. People mean well. I feel like I need to preface every episode with a statement like that. People have good intentions, honestly. Purely, I think that they do. For the most part, the majority of people are genuine and are trying to, you know, do their part to make the world a better place, whatever that looks like in their little bubble of this world. Right now, this time of year, we are about to be inundated with opportunities, let's call them, to make changes to our lives. People are going to be presenting us with situations saying, you know, you have 3 months left of 2020. What are you going to do with it? Okay. It is October 1st. I've already been seeing posts like this for the last week. Now that it's officially the last 3 months of the year, it's going to be insane. Like entirely overwhelming. How many people are going to present you with something saying this is going to make your 2020 better and you need to do it. And I'm just here to remind you that what you're doing is enough. You are great just the way you are. Okay. So those posts that say you could have clear skin in the next 3 months with this anti-aging serum, or those posts that say you could finally lose those 20 pounds before the holiday season. Here's how. Or those posts that say, you can finally start that business you've always wanted to. Here's how. Listen, everyone, I know you mean well, but it's 2020 and we're kind of in survival mode right now. We're just hanging on by the skin of our teeth. So this external pressure to like accomplish something major before the end of the year, I'm not here for it. And I just want to like set this seed in your mind so that the next time you come across one of these posts, which I'm sure you've already seen many of them, you are reminded that you do not need to feel pressured to do anything just because the year is coming to an end. It's this like weird fresh start mentality that people have, like, okay, well, once it turns to 2021, like that you missed your chance. Now you can't lose those 20 pounds anymore. You can't get clear skin and use this anti-aging serum, and you can't, I can't live like that with this pressure to do the thing. And I'll be honest, I'm launching Healing Headquarters 2.0 right now. So I could totally play on this and be like, listen, this is your last chance of the year to work with me. And like, if people are asking when the next round is going to be, I'm telling them it will not be till 2021, but I'm not going to blast your social media feeds and say, don't miss your chance. This is it. Like, do you want to make 2020 count or nah? Cause we're doing our fucking best, y'all. We are surviving a pandemic, the most chaotic presidential election of all time. If you're not from the US, Lord have mercy. It's a nightmare. We are really just making it through. So if you didn't start that new business this year, if you didn't get that money into your savings account like you had planned, if you didn't do that home renovation, if you didn't lose that weight, if you didn't take that vacation, if you didn't, you know, buy more expensive facial products, like, I don't know, you're doing fine. You're doing fine. Okay? Those opportunities, they're still going to be here a month from now, 2 months from now, and even into 2021, believe it or not. Please do not allow people on the internet to play on your insecurities, Because they're going to do it now. They're going to do it next month. They're going to do it at the start of December. And they're sure as hell going to do it at the start of 2021. Saying, make this year count. How are you going to start this year so it's great? Like, it's nonstop. People are just playing like psychological games trying to get you to do these programs. Now listen, here's the deal. I'm speaking from experience. As always, I have made these mistakes. As a matter of fact, being it is October 1st, in the last, you know, like, what is that called? Do your time hop on Facebook or whatever, when it shows you the posts you've made in the last couple of years or whatever, however that works. Mine are similar. You know, when I was like really into Beachbody coaching, I was blasting everyone going, listen, we got 3 months left, people. Let's make the most of it. What was one of my groups called? It was like Fall Into Fitness. Like, I thought that was so punny. And I was promoting the crap out of it going, let's make the end of this year count, right? Back in 2016, 2017, 2018. And I'm like looking back at those now going, oh, cringe so hard. Okay. But when we know better, we do better. So I'm hoping that you will forgive me my errors in this learning process. Cause if I hadn't done those things, I wouldn't be where I am now. And I'm grateful for where I am now. So we got to take the good with the bad. So I know you're going to be flooded with these things. And this is just me handing you a permission slip that says you do not have to do anything or invest in anything or spend your time and energy on anything that you do not feel is going to benefit you or that you don't feel you can commit to right now. Okay? This is your permission slip to tell yourself, I'm already doing enough. I'm surviving in this crazy world, and that's enough for me. I'm not going to just add something else onto my plate. I'm not going to, you know, do all this crazy. No, we don't need that. Okay? So as much as I would love for you to join Healing Headquarters 2.0, if now is not a good time for you, that's fine. You can come back in 2021 or 2022 or whatever. This program's phenomenal. And I don't, like, now that it's run a couple times, I don't ever see myself not offering this program at various intervals, like probably on a quarterly basis. So don't worry. Same thing with that workout plan you wanted to start or that new meal plan you wanted to start or that trip you wanted to take or how you wanted to like do Christmas cards this year, but maybe better luck next year. Like, it's fine. Y'all, can I be really honest for a second? I haven't even started working on the thank yous from my wedding that was now 6.5 months ago. So shitty, right? So shitty. Like, that is just not classy, not super great etiquette. But it's on the to-do list, right? And I've had some shit going on in my life. So they're just going to have to bear with me. Those are my people. They love us. They'll, you know, it'll be fine. But like, yikes. But I'm offering myself grace. And I want you to do the same as you are urged to reflect on 2020. And has this been the year you thought it would be? Of course not. What the fuck? None of us thought this was going to be this year. 2020 is like a cool ass number. We thought it was going to be the bomb diggity. It's not. Far from it. So as you're being urged to like reflect and what growth did you make happen and blah, 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 it's okay. You're doing great. Someone like me, I'm obsessed with healing. Like, literally want to spend the rest of my life just becoming a more stable, authentic version of myself, right? And I forget that other people like aren't like that. Like, some people are like, I do not enjoy looking inward and reflecting and the growing pains, you know, like past. Don't want anything to do with that. So I can get caught up in being like, why would you not do this for yourself? And that sassy side of me comes out because from my point of view, it's really hard for me to understand why other people wouldn't want to do what I'm doing. And that's how my brain worked when I was doing Beachbody too. Like, I'm working out, getting in the best shape of my life, following a simple meal plan, drinking these awesome shakes. Like, why don't you want to do this with me? I don't get it. Like, I couldn't wrap my head around it because it felt like such a positive thing in my life that, you know, why doesn't everybody want that? So that's something that I'm working on, is reining myself in and being like, girl, you're obsessed with healing. Like, not everybody else feels that way. Some people are perfectly content acknowledging they have a bit of anxiety or some depression or trauma, and not like, you know, doing everything that they can to change that right now. And that's fine too. So I just have to remember that and rein it in. So I'm just like being super transparent and want to share with you guys like all dimensions of like what happens in my brain. But most importantly, please know you are doing enough. You are enough. And if you are feeling good about where your life is at, please do not allow external pressure to, you know, push you into doing something that you don't feel like you want to do or would benefit you. You know, sometimes I just go off. I'm like, look down at the timer. I'm like, girl, it's been 10 minutes and you're just like going at it still. So like, wrap it up. I know some of you are like, why don't you do longer episodes? But I just can't get my brain to focus for that long, if I'm being honest. So you're lucky if we make it 15, 20 minutes because when I see like 10 minutes has gone by, I'm like, shit. So I enjoy, and that's purely selfish, but I enjoy the shorter episodes where you can just pop it on while you're, you know, in the shower on a quick drive to Target or whatever, and I'm not taking up all of your time, because usually what can be said can be done in, you know, a shorter amount of time. No point dragging it on, wasting your time. So I hope you appreciated this permission slip in relation to the end of 2020 and knowing that you are already doing enough. If you enjoyed this episode, you know it means the absolute world to me if you would share it with your friends on social media. If you're going to share it, please tag me at The Anxious Therapist. I love connecting with you and resharing to my story so we can celebrate our growth together. I can't wait to see you guys in the next episode.